Welcome back. I'm Nathan Barnett, former gravedigger from spooky old New England, and you're watching Grave Stories. Welcome to another Friday Read Reddit edition. We're going to read some Reddit stories, articles, cases, accounts, and see what we think. And we're going to have a guest appearance from Tinfoil Tom. If you guys don't know Tom, check him out. He helps write the Grave Stories Investigations episodes there on the Dad channel. He also does videos and investigations on strange and bizarre cases and true life real accounts. So check him out, and we're going to see what he has to offer us today. Now, let's get right to it. All right, welcome back. This story is from Wispified, and it's titled, "Our Bizarre Experiences with the Forest Behind Our House Eventually Forced Us to Move." I was 8 years old when we first moved into the house on the edge of the forest. My parents had their doubts about buying a house with a backyard bordered by a forest. They had concerns about wild animals getting into our bins or hurting our dogs, and were worried one of us might go too far into the trees and get lost. But it was cheap, my dad liked the seclusion, my mom loved the house itself, and my siblings and I were excited about playing in the backyard and exploring the forest. Our first sign that something wasn't right was that our dogs were absolutely terrified of the forest. They never went into the forest for any reason. If a toy they'd been playing with found its way past the tree line, they would refuse to retrieve it. And when one of us went in, they would pace anxiously until we returned. On occasion, we'd notice the dog staring at a spot in the forest in obvious distress, sometimes growling or barking, but we could never see anything there. My brother once carried one of the dogs into the trees to show her that there was nothing scary about it, but she wriggled out of his grip and sprinted into the house in a panic. Dude, dogs know. If we were in the backyard when it was getting dark, sometimes we would hear noises like someone was walking through the forest, sticks crunching underfoot, branches being pushed aside. If we called out, there was no response, but if we shined a flashlight around, we would occasionally catch a glimpse for just a split second of something that we could swear looked like a person walking around in the dark. Dude. No. My parents quickly banned us from entering the forest at all after dark, and even during the day, we weren't allowed to go out of sight of the house. Yeah, my parents would have done the same thing. My sister's bedroom looked out at the backyard and the forest beyond, and she remembers looking out her window one night and seeing a shadowy figure standing right at the edge of the backyard. She says there was something wrong with it, like it wasn't standing on the ground, and it was a little too tall to be a person, and it was sort of distorted. And she was convinced it was staring at her. She called for our dad, saying there was a man in the yard staring through her window, and when he ran outside to chase off whoever it was, she continued to watch the figure. It didn't move away, but when the light from our dad's flashlight passed over it, it suddenly just wasn't there anymore. We regularly heard knocking at the back door at night with no one there. Our parents thought it was teenagers playing pranks and stopped bothering even opening the door until one rainy night when the knocking was so persistent and agitated. My mom pointed out there might be someone needing shelter from the heavy rain outside, but when she opened the door, not only was there no one there, but there was no wet footprints on the porch. The knocking continued the whole time we lived there. It would happen several times in the span of a few weeks, then stop for months, then start up again. My parents eventually installed a security camera, and there was never anyone at the door. The camera wasn't all useless, though. About 3 years into living there, my brother started having night terrors and sleepwalking. When he went sleepwalking, he would always go out the back door and start walking towards the forest. Oh, come on. My mom, being a light sleeper, would hear the door open and would run out to get him before he made it into the forest. After the third or fourth time it happened, my brother asked to see the camera footage because he wanted to see how he looked when sleepwalking. I guess thinking it'd look funny. The footage showed him walking out onto the porch, then pausing as if listening to something and shaking his head, then reluctantly walking forward as if being pulled or forcefully guided by something. Shut up, dude. This is demented. Something is pulling this guy out there. One evening, my dad was in the backyard and he heard my sister calling for him from the forest. Seemingly in distress, thinking she'd gone exploring in the forest and fallen over and hurt herself, he ran in and started calling to her, but quickly realized it was too dark to see her, and he couldn't pinpoint where her voice was coming from. He told her to wait where she was until he grabbed a flashlight. When he ran back into the house for the flashlight, he saw my sister inside safe and completely unconcerned. dude, something is trying to get them in there. At the time, my dad hadn't told us about hearing my sister's voice in the forest. So when I heard my mom's voice coming from the forest months later, while I was outside with the dogs one evening, I didn't question it despite the fact that I'd seen my mom inside recently and hadn't noticed her walk past me. My mom was calling to me saying she'd gotten her sweater caught on some branches and needed me to come in and help her. As I walked in, the dog started barking, alerting my dad, who saw me through the window wandering into the forest. He came out and called to me, and I said I was just going to help mom. He yelled back that mom was inside and I needed to run back in the house as fast as I could, which I did. Oh my God, shut up. Dude, the demons or something are trying to... I have goosebumps all over. I have goosebumps everywhere. Something's trying to pull this family into the woods. I hate this. After this, my parents had built a fence around the backyard and started looking for a new place. In the time between the fence being built and us moving out, it got way worse. We'd hear knocking at the door more regularly, as well as tapping on the windows as if someone was walking the perimeter of the house and trying every window. We would often hear scratching and scraping sounds on the fence and voices beyond it. My brother's night terrors got more frequent. And one night, my mom didn't hear the door open when he went sleepwalking. Oh, shut up. And he woke up standing at the fence, staring into the forest with the dogs barking at him. The last morning we spent there, less than 4 years after moving in, we woke up to find the back door fully open and the security camera footage showed it slowly swing open on its own. Since moving out, my brother's sleepwalking has stopped, though he still gets night terrors and he suffers from pretty severe anxiety. A few nights ago, he called me out of the blue, and after a bit of small talk, he asked me if the door being open that final night means whatever was out there finally got in. He was trying to make light of it, saying he was getting into the spirit of Halloween, joking about how maybe we should all get exercised just in case something latched onto us all those years ago. Yeah, definitely you should, dude. But I think he's deeply bothered by everything that happened. I know I still am a little. I still get nervous around dark wooded areas. I don't know what I think was out there in the forest behind our house at night, but I get the feeling that given the chance, it would have swallowed us whole. Yeah, definitely. Okay. Yeah, that was pretty good. I like this one. But here's my question. I do have doubts about some of these Reddit ones. If this was a demon, I'm trying to be logical with supernatural beings and entities. If the thing was able to just have the abilities to make the mother's voice and to trick them in all these other ways and do all these like things, it has all these powers and it can just open the door, why does it bother knocking and scratching and banging on the door? Like, what is the point of that? Why isn't it, as soon as they move in, it just goes in and it possesses them? Get it over with. If it's just going to do it in the end, that's what makes me start to doubt some of these stories. It's like, okay, this is interesting, but these casual Fridays, these read Reddit episodes are more take it with a grain of salt just for some extra spooky stuff. So there you go. So for Tom's case, I'm going to watch along with you and we're going to give a live reaction to how we feel about this Reddit article Tom has discovered about these people who went camping in the woods. Let's go.
Hello, I'm Tinfoil Tom, and tonight I have a terrifying true account that I would like to share with you all. This story takes place in the summer of 2020, during the early days of the pandemic, and understandably, for a lot of people, cabin fever had really started to set in. People like Vanna and her friends Alex and Violet. More jobs became remote, and businesses were closing, and restaurants were offering everything to go, and people were feeling very isolated by all of this. But Vanna and her friends had a plan, and they booked a camping and hiking trip. It would keep them out of the city, so it would be relatively safe, and it would be way safer than flying at this time, and they could isolate themselves together. For one night on this trip, though, they decided to book a cabin in the woods.
Oh, man. Okay. Here we go. Cabin in the woods. Keywords. Let's see what happens.
As they arrived at this cabin, however, they realized just how remote this place really was. It was near the peak of a mountain and something like 30 minutes to the nearest town. So they were really off the grid in this place. After they settled in, they made a little fire right outside the cabin. And that's when they heard something. They heard the dull roar of an engine coming up the road, and they saw headlights.
Okay, that's freaky. I hate when I'm at night, even walking Frankie down the sidewalk. Happened last night. Every time, it was 2 a.m, I was walking Frankie. I finished editing, and I was walking Frank super late. I hate, it's so stupid. It's just a car, just another person who's probably freaked out by me seeing a weird old man walking a dog super late at night. I hate seeing headlights come at me because I'm thinking, who's it? Who's behind the wheel? Why do our minds make up fear? If it was daytime, I'd be like, oh, great, a Subaru. Who cares? At night, a Subaru is the demon devil lord. It's instantly when he said they saw headlights coming up. It's like, first of all, why is there something coming up? Okay, I should just get back to it. I'm talking too much. I hate it. He said headlights. Now I go, ah! Why do I do these videos? I hate this. All right, let's listen.
And this put them a little bit on edge. But as the vehicle started to approach, they realized that it was just some kids on an ATV traveling up the mountain.
Oh, just some kids freaking ripping it. Okay, these guys are cool. I like these kids. They should invite these kids over on a four-wheeler. I'd want to ride that thing around. Unless they're haunted kids. There's a ghost. Okay, sorry. I don't want to make this too much of a joke, but the Friday episodes are a bit looser because it's Reddit and we don't have like articles and sources and names and dates as much. So it's a little bit more of a fun angle on these on the Friday ones. So let's take it seriously because this is probably pretty freaky.
To check out this fire watch tower that was pretty close to the cabin. It was, you know, right across.
Okay.
Right across the road.
So dirt bike kids were going to a fire watch tower.
The kids could see them. The kids waved at them, climbed
up.
I
would do the same thing.
The fire watch tower, climbed back down. And
that's cool. I've always wanted to go to a fire watch tower. I've kind of top of water towers before, but not a fire watch tower. That's pretty cool.
And then the kids had taken off. Vanna and her friends were relieved that it was nothing more than that. But by this point, it had also started to get pretty dark outside, so they extinguished the fire, and they went back inside the cabin, and they finished unpacking, and they started to make dinner. By this point, it was pretty late at night, almost midnight, so they had been playing board games, having a good time, just hanging out. And then, suddenly, out of nowhere, this hand just slapped the window, and slapped it 3 times. The group started freaking out.
Wait,
and
what?
The first thing they did was grabbed fireplace pokers just to defend themselves because
that would freak me out. A window just sitting there, all of a sudden, hand wax. I'd get startled at first, and then I think, okay, it's someone messing with me. It's one of my friends messing around with me.
Because they had no idea who this was outside the cabin. This could have been an escaped maniac from.
Yeah, or it's Travis Pastrana looking for his kid who stole his dirt bike and went in the woods. A maniac. True. I mean, obviously, arm yourself with a pointy stick if you can.
You know, anywhere that had come to murder them in the middle of the night, they had no idea, but somebody had just started slapping the window.
Slapping the window. Kill him. What a dumb thing to do if it was someone threatening. Although there are psychos, like I joke around, but then there are stories where it's like, oh, and then this man was just taunting these people for months and then eventually did kill them. So even murderers like to goof around, I guess. That's the worst. Those are the worst ones. They're murderers and they do goof around and they bother you.
If this was a prank, this was a very, very scary prank, and they had no idea what was going on. They started calling their families, and then Alex called 911, and the police did show up.
911, someone hit the window with their hand. And is anyone in life danger? Is anyone's lives in danger? No, but it's a scary hand. All right, we'll call up, bring up cops over there. I mean, if you thought someone's gonna break in, yeah, you call the cops, I guess. I mean, people overreact when you're in the woods alone. People were trying to go relax because the pandemic was happening and they're all freaking out and stressed. And then they go and put themselves in the most stressful situation they can enter. Why didn't they just go walk around the park during the day? Why go camp? I guess he had to go camping because of being the pandemic. I did spend a lot of time outside myself, actually, going to parks and stuff during the beginning of the pandemic. So I guess I shouldn't judge them.
A short time later, about a half an hour later, and the police started scouring the area. They brought search dogs. They were searching all over the mountain. They searched the fire watch tower. They searched everywhere. They did not find a sign of anyone. So whoever was there ran into the woods or was hiding somewhere. The police told them that they thought it might have been a bear.
A bear. Window probably would have been broken. And I think they could tell the difference between a human hand and a bear hand.
But Vanna and her friends could tell by the expression on the cops' faces that even they didn't believe them.
So that means the cops are going, it was always a bear. Bears. They're big bears. Window spanking problem up here. Bears are always just spanking those windows. Clearly the kids are like, shut up, cops.
The group packed up their stuff as fast as they possibly could so that the police could escort them back down the mountain and to a hotel or something. They were going to stay at this cabin one more night. Something I will point out, though, is that around this time, the police did tell them that as they were coming up the mountain, the police, they did pass a car that was parked at the base of the mountain.
Oh.
After the group had packed up and the police were escorting them back to their car so they could bring them back down the mountain, they all just stopped dead in their tracks and they saw the group's car and it was covered in dusty handprints.
What? I mean, that is freaky. If I saw that and it was just handprints all over the car, it'd be freaky. I think it was those rascals on the dirt bike. It's such a funny thing because it is scary sounding, but also not threatening at all. Dusty handprints. They made their stuff filthy, incredibly annoying to clean.
And these handprints weren't Vanna's. They weren't Violet's. They weren't Alex's. And they definitely weren't the police's handprints.
Cops are like, yeah. They're not ours either. Cops are just messing with these kids. Oh, it was a bear. A bear did it, you guys. Like thousands of bears.
So whose handprints were they?
They were Travis Pastrana's. The culprit found. Tinfoil Tom, everybody.
I'm Tinfoil Tom, and if you like being scared, I mostly play spooky games on my Twitch. Tinfoil Tom TV on Twitch. Come on over to Twitch. I'm live all the time.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Tinfoil Tom, for that story from Reddit. I appreciate the guest appearance. You guys should subscribe to Tinfoil Tom. His YouTube does a lot of investigations as well. Spooky videos like these. Pretty in-depth documentary type deep dives and investigations into weird, strange stuff. So check him out and check out his Twitch. Thanks again for stopping by. All right, everyone, that's going to do it for the Friday episode. Please, if you haven't, please like and subscribe. I'm so close to 500,000 subscribers after 16 years. And if you have YouTube Premium, please download these episodes and videos. It apparently helps boost me in the algorithm. So if you don't mind, help me out. Spread the love, spread the word, watch some of the old videos and keep me going through that algorithm because we know it hates me. It's spanking me like that bear spanking the house. Thanks, everyone, for watching. I'll see you next time.